USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate will move forward with the impeachment of President Trump.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44. And pursuant to SRS 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed with the trial as provided under the provisions of that resolution.
The trial will resume at noon Eastern on Capitol Hill. 67-year-old Gregory Ehrlich of Buffalo, Minnesota, opened fire at an all-in-it clinic Tuesday morning, about 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Unhappy with the health care he'd received, opened fire killing one person and wounding four others. Bomb technicians were investigating a suspicious device left there. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said Tuesday he decided before the season began not to play the national anthem before the team's home games. Cuban didn't elaborate on his decision not to play the anthem, but did say nobody had noticed. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John at Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
What was that strange light up in the sky in South Florida Tuesday night? USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Confirmation hearings have been scheduled for February 22nd and 23rd for Merrick Garland, President Biden's nominee to be U.S. Attorney General. Garland is a federal judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
By a vote of 56 to 44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress, in the House anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget. The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy, yet today that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the great divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.